But the reason for that is because Christians have been blinded by this ideology known as Zionism today, okay? And people want to claim that when they hear something like this, oh, Pastor Mejia is just anti-Semitic. That's what they'll say, and many have said that already. They say, oh, he's just anti-Semitic. But here's the thing. I have Semitic people in my church. Okay, there's Semitic people in our church. I'm not anti-Semitic. I'm actually anti-Zionist. Right. Now, go to Hebrews chapter 3, if you would. Hebrews chapter number 3. Hold your place there in Deuteronomy chapter 4. Why am I against Zionism? Well, first of all, let me define Zionism for you. Zionism is not an ideology that is founded on the Bible. The Bible does not teach or declare or show any form of Zionism whatsoever. And in fact, Zionism is simply a political movement that seeks to reestablish, develop, and protect a group of people that actually hate the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what Zionism is, okay? This is not a movement that is based on the Bible, but yet people who are pro-Israel want to claim that these principles are actually founded upon biblical scriptures, which is completely false, okay? The reason people believe this is because Zionism has infiltrated political and Christian groups throughout the years. And let me explain something to you, okay? Zionism is simply the devil's alternative for Jesus Christ, okay? You say, well, what do you mean by that? Well, Zionism's agenda is to get Israel back into the land, right? That is the main purpose of Zionism, is to get them back into the land, give them that power, give them that authority, hand over that land to them. And who's the only one who's actually sanctioned to do something like that? It's God, right? Yeah. God is the only one who can bring back Israel back into the land, the nation of Israel back into the land, via believing on the Lord Jesus Christ, right. Okay? And so what we have here is Zionism seeking to be an alternative to that and say, well, you don't have to believe on Jesus Christ to get back into the land. We'll just create a political movement that states that you deserve that land without Jesus, without believing on the Lord Jesus Christ, okay? So Zionism accomplishes for Israel what only Jesus Christ is supposed to accomplish. And I know that's offensive to a lot of people out there, but that's fact, okay?